186 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. We're glad you're joining us this week. Our goal is to inform, educate, and inspire. We hope that tuning in for our weekly chats will help push you outside of your comfort zone and add some new experiences to your bucket list. We also welcome ideas for topics. So if there's something you'd like to hear more about, please let us know. My name is Laura, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Lindsay, Donna, Elizabeth, and Sandy. This is the situation. Dun, dun, dun.
We need awesome
music. You get to the airport with plenty of time, and while you're waiting on your flight, it gets delayed for whatever reason. Then you miss your connection. So the airline reroutes you on another airline to get you to your destination in a reasonable amount of time. However, they warn you that your luggage may not make it there in time. You say, okay, and expect that your luggage will show up within a day of getting to your destination. What do you do if it doesn't? Today, we will be discussing some tips and tricks when you don't have what you packed. Episode one.
So I'm just curious, has this not happened to anyone? There's, with all of us here, 2, 4, 5 of us here, is there anybody who's never had their luggage lost?
I have not had it lost, but I've had it take a long time to show up at Disney.
But it was in Orlando.
Yeah, and it got there that same day.
Okay, well, Donna's had it happen enough that makes up for you. So
yeah, Donna's like that's
person. I've not had it lost, but I've had it scarily delayed. Like, yeah. I was at a black tie dinner, and I was going to accept an award. And I wore a Winnie the Pooh sweatshirt and shorts.
Oh no! Oh bother!
So when you say unexpectedly delayed, is that the same thing where it was actually at the airport but they just couldn't find it, or it just took longer?
It was a long time ago. All I remember is pacing and fretting in Las Vegas because I just knew my svelteness was not going to look good in gold shimmery. But it showed up. It showed up like 20 minutes before the appetizers came.
Wow.
And this was before like texting and stuff like that. And so I just, you like didn't know. You just waited and you waited and you waited. Yeah. And you prayed and you waited.
Yep. So. When I went to Europe for the very first time by myself, well, I was with a girlfriend, but you know, I was 22 years old and I thought I knew everything, and I had a travel agent book my flights and my cruise and everything, and we get to Venice and no luggage for either of us. All of our luggage was gone because we actually had like a 30-minute connection in O'Hare. And when I called my dad like basically, I won't say he yelled at me, but he was like, "What idiot booked you with a 30-minute layover at O'Hare?" I was like, "Well, we made it." He's like, "But your luggage didn't, did it?" And of course, this is back in the day where there's no real solid tracking on or whatever. And they're like, "Well, we know where your luggage is, but there was only one flight from Heathrow to Venice that they could put our bags on. It flew once a day. And fortunately, we got there the day before, but our luggage was due to arrive at 1:30 and we were supposed to be all aboard by 2.
Oh.
So I was on, and I mean, for a cruise for a week. And then a week in Europe after that in France. Our costumes were on board. This is a Raz trip, Laura. Our costumes were on board, my tap shoes. I mean, all of that stuff was packed. It was the one that I overpacked for that I've talked about before many, many times. We had nothing. And of course, I'm traveling with my friend Amy, who could wear anything. She can wear a burlap sack and look great. So we're shopping in Venice and she's finding all kinds of stuff and I'm finding nothing. Even for my 22-year-old body, which was much smaller than my 46-year-old body was. But yeah, it was just miserable. And we honestly were saved by the fact that the crew of the ship, it was one of these smaller Greek cruise lines, and we showed up with no bags, and they're like, "Where are your bags?" And they said, "Well, they said they'd bring them, but they wouldn't bring them to the port, and we don't know what to do, and, you know, we don't speak any Italian." And they're like, "We'll take care of this for you." And they made a phone call, and that taxi pulled up. They said, "Wait right here." And that taxi pulled up like 15 minutes later with our luggage in it, and we both wept. We wept.
Years of joy.
Yeah. So I know that feeling, Laura, because I had no idea. I thought I was going to wear the same outfit for 2 weeks. Yeah.
Well, see, it's happened to me, though, that where I get it when I get back to the airport to check in to leave, that's when my luggage shows up.
So what's happening, Donna, when that happens? Like, why does it take so long?
I've had more than one trip where, you know, you have nothing for the solid week or week and a half that you are there.
Wow.
How many times has that happened to you, Donna? Three?
Wow.
Out of three?
Now I'm wondering if traveling with Donna is good luck because it's her luggage that will get lost instead of yours, or it's bad luck because her luggage always gets lost and so yours will too.
Were those all Europe trips with Donna?
The thing is that then you get to go shopping, which can be good, but it can also be bad. And it's good because you get some new stuff, but it's bad because, you know, European women are about the size of my little finger.
Right.
And, you know, this body doesn't fit anything but men's clothes.
Well, last time you were in Switzerland where, you know, the cheapest sock is $8. So one sock.
Yeah.
Oh, you want two? You have to pay extra.
She was in Switzerland on a ski trip.
Mm-hmm.
With no ski gear. With no ski gear, right.
Yeah, so. I've had it happen several times, but I've always been fortunate enough to, like, a day or two later get it, and it really solidified the need to pack as much as, you know, do that emergency survival, what do I need to survive in my carry-on while I'm gone. But the funniest thing is I packed for this big, long trip. It was a couple years ago before I started trying to consolidate what I brought. And I took my biggest suitcase, and I actually had every piece of clothing that fit me at that time in the suitcase for that trip. And when I got home, I was my last leg of my trip. I was coming home from Disney, and one of my bags went to Reno, Nevada. And the other one went to Vegas. So
did they gamble and win you some money while they were there?
And then I live on an island, so I get back to SeaTac and, you know, waiting at the carousel, no bags. And they finally had to, they said, oh, we'll bring them out to you tomorrow. We'll bring them out to you. Well, they couldn't get the courier because the courier wouldn't go out to the island, wouldn't go on the ferry, so they had to FedEx me my luggage.
Oh, God.
And it took like 5 days or 4 days or whatever, and I was wearing, I think I had Josh's sweatpants and a shirt because it was literally everything that was in my size at the time. In that
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what are some of your guys' strategies?
Well,
the biggest thing,
go ahead,
is
Donna.
Packing that bag, yeah. like Lindsay was saying, make sure you have an extra, it's everything you need for at least 24 hours.
Yeah.
So carry some pajamas, carry your toothbrush, make sure definitely you have all medications that you need in your carry-on.
Mm-hmm. You shouldn't check your medication.
I know it's so funny, but if you are unusual size for a bra, you better make sure you have two or three of them in your carry-on, because that is not something you can easily find.
You can't easily find it at home. So.
Yeah, but at least you'll hopefully be wearing one. And you know.
Yes, but yeah, that gets old real quick. And obviously the best advice is try to do carry-on only. If you can, try to do carry-on only. Of course, it seems like about half the time they gate check your bag. And don't think it's safe. Because I have known gate check bags to get lost,
yeah,
too. I don't even know how that happens.
To your final destination, yeah. So if you have a connection.
Well, it depends.
What about... We know somebody who never peeled the little barcode stickers that put on your bag off, and she had several of them on her bag. And she went on a trip to Asia and lost her luggage. Where did her?
Well, the weird thing about that one was, and this I'm hearing more and more stories of this. I've had three of it. It's happened three times in the last 2 months to my clients, where people have been told that their baggage has gone on without them, and that is never supposed to happen ever. Supposed to happen. Like the airline gets fined for stuff like that. So in this case, she actually has the same brand of luggage that I have, which we've talked about on a previous episode and you all think is way too expensive, but it's this nice hard side luggage. And for some reason, she decided that the stickers would never come off that hard side luggage, which is interesting because they won't now. because they've been glued on there for so long. But if you take them off as soon as you get to your destination, like they peel right off. It's not a problem. And so, yeah, she has them all over the top. But in that case, I don't think she, basically the airline told her, you really need to take these off because one day your luggage is really going to get lost. But in this case, she had a really tight connection. Her flight was late getting to Newark, and Air China told her, just go to your flight. Your luggage will not be on the plane. We'll send it to you. And so she went through customs and everything without her bag, and it was allowed to happen. I have no idea how, but she went through customs without her suitcase, and it took, I think she said 5 days eventually for it to come back. Because she contacted me on day 3.
It was on the way back.
It was on the way back. It took 3 days for it to get to her house because they said they were going to deliver it to her house. Yeah. So, yeah. But that is a good tip. Take those stickers off because that is the barcode that they track your bag with. And if you have 10 of them on there, then you're not doing yourself any favors.
What if you don't get a carry-on? You said one of your things is to do a carry-on. What happens if you don't get a carry-on?
Well, that's why you don't book basic economy fare.
Preach. That's really about the only situation where you're not allowed one.
Don't be a basic, Betty.
Yes. Basic is bad. I think basic economy is the only way that you can't do it. And I actually just had somebody ask me, so if all I have is a carry-on, is basic really all that bad? If I don't care if I'm sitting with anybody, I'm like, yes, because you can't carry on your carry-on. You're going to have to pay for it. You're going to have to check it. So, if you can just do carry-on only, and this is somebody who 3 years ago, I mean, you can go back and listen to some of our old podcasts and I'd be like, nope, I always check a bag. I always check a bag. But if you can get away with carry-on only, do it.
Yeah, but then you have these little puddle jumpers too. Sometimes in these little Caribbean islands, and you got to gate check everything.
Yeah,
there is no storage.
Yeah,
there's no. You don't even have room for your purse.
Like I said, you can't always do it. But if you can't, if you know you're going to be on big jets, that to me is the best way to do it.
I've turned into a little old lady. I mean, I have extra pairs of underwear stashed in every pocket of my bag. I got toothbrush, toothpaste. I've got like the travel size. That's the thing. I mean, because in a perfect world, we could all carry on all the time, but that's just not realistic. I was just on a work trip and I was gone for 10 days and I needed to have nice clothes, and that's not all going to fit in a carry on, No, somehow managed 40 days in a carry-on, but I couldn't pack for 10 days.
Well, we're all going to travel together in September on a 1 week cruise for a conference. And I can tell you right now, you guys are going to mock my packing.
For that though, we have to have daytime clothes and nighttime clothes. On a cruise, you pack more.
And I'm actually going to be gone for 15 days for that that trip. So
I'm probably going to be gone for a little bit longer too. And it's so hard when you have some type of itinerary for yourself set up that you need to for a wardrobe change. we're all
Elizabeth.
Yeah,
I have the perfect solution for you. Just bring the narwhal onesie and you're going to be covered all the way.
That's good for every event.
I'll bring my what's my onesie?
Dress it up, dress it down.
It's the snowman from Frozen.
Oh, Olaf.
Olaf. I'll bring my Olaf one. You can bring your narwhal.
So am I hearing that we're going to have an Outlander travel onesie night?
That would be so much fun.
We can discuss.
I was going to peel it off and throw it away at my race, but it's too cold. So I brought it home.
I'm sure we can find some public area to sit in our onesies playing Cards Against Humanity.
That won't be weird at all.
Classy with a capital K. All right. Anyway, back to tips. One other situation that I had, actually the first time I went to Conexion, it was in Dallas and I was going by myself. It was before I met any of you lovely people. Well, I knew most of you people, but I didn't actually work with you yet. And so I went by myself and I had two suitcases because I overpacked. That was back in the day. And I was going to my first, travel agent conference and I had no idea what to pack. So anyway, I had two suitcases. One of them ended up in Austin. And I was in Dallas. Now, I wouldn't have minded going to Austin. I was a little jealous of my bag. But the reason it had gone to Austin is because they had put somebody else's sticker on my bag.
Ooh.
And here's something that I learned about American Airlines. You can have a luggage tag on it. You can tell them every single piece of clothing and content in that bag. You can describe it exactly. And if they don't see your sticker on it, they will call you a liar.
Really?
So for 3 days, they tried to contact the person who owned the bag, in quotation marks. And finally, that person picked up the phone and said, I don't understand why you're calling me. We have all of our bags. And then they believed me. It had my name on it. It had my address on it. I was able to, like, identify brand names of the clothes. Like, I have a gray Eileen Fisher sweater, and I have... Nope. They listened to me. Well, but this says that it belongs to so-and-so. I'm like, but no, it doesn't. It's my bag. That's you stickered it wrong yourself.
I have seen that happen.
Usually when my stuff is stickered, they show me the sticker and then they put it on in front of me.
So they showed me the sticker and they handed me the bag claim, and I looked to see that I had a bag claim, but I didn't read the name on it because I assumed that part was my fault. But I told them, I'm like, I'm looking at the claim sticker that I'm holding in my hand. It has somebody else's name on it, but that is my bag. It's the claim sticker she handed me. She put it on the wrong bag. Well, that's impossible. No, it's not impossible. It's totally possible. I totally could have put it on the wrong bag.
Wow.
It's okay. Just give me back my bag. So, yeah. And so it was only like 2 hours away from me, but it took 3 days to get to me because they had to contact the, quote, owner to verify they weren't the owner.
A lot of the airlines now have those little kiosk things where they spit the sticker out and you can put it on yourself.
Yes.
But that's a whole nother thing, because I've had to ask for mine to be reprinted because it printed out sideways. Oh, it was like the bar was like straight, like it was
it was landscape.
Yeah, there was a problem with the printer, and it went. So I went up and I was like a crazy person, but I didn't want my bag to disappear into that, what is that warehouse? And where is that warehouse with all the lost luggage?
Lost luggage, yeah. Oh, I think that's important too. If you see an error, go ahead and take care of it right then. Don't just say, oh, it printed wrong, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah. It's half a barcode.
Nope. Yeah, they need the whole barcode. They need all of it. So don't do that to yourself.
I'm so nosy. I watched them one time try and put a tag. So people came up and they set their bags down. And then they had their kids and they were wrangling their kids. And then this other lady checked in and they were going to put the tag on the wrong bag. And I said something.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever, you know how they give you the claim tags? Have you ever had them actually check your claim tag?
Yes.
That's only happened to me one time.
They check it all the time at JFK and LaGuardia. I say that I haven't flown into either one of those areas, part of the reason I know that because when I was 14, I took somebody's Vidal Sassoon bag that looked exactly like mine. I got home and I opened it up ready to give gifts to everybody, and it was cigarettes and blue jeans. I'm like, this is not my luggage, but I was coming back from Italy. Yeah. So, and LaGuardia let me walk out without ever checking my tag, and I mean it was my suitcase. It looked exactly like my suitcase. It was the exact same one, but it just wasn't mine. I didn't check the tags.
So do you guys do anything special to your suitcase to make so you can see it easier? Like some people put ribbons on them and
get rid of it. I have ribbons on my handle.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. I usually have a weird a bag tag thing on there, mm-hmm. some off color or something or whatever. Especially now that I'm using a black and gray suitcase again, which I said I'd never do because I have a set that's like the houndstooth. That's like the best thing.
Yeah, I know. Yours is very unique.
No one else has.
Yeah. I'm
very
specific. Donna, sorry.
Do you do anything? Since you always lose your bags, we want to make sure we...
You need to put one of those locator tracker devices.
Well, actually, my luggage is... I have... bright yellow handles, the handle things that you kind of just covers.
Yeah.
And they're bright yellow.
That's cool.
And you can buy them at any dollar store. But the thing is that having a blue suitcase, I have a blue suitcase, with the bright yellow handle, I can pick it out and then I double check to make sure that it's really mine.
Yeah.
I have bought suitcases that I thought were unique and then I see matching ones. Like I have one with flowers on it. I see that at the airport sometimes, and like my Mickey Mouse one, especially if I'm going to Disney,
mm-hmm.
I see my Mickey Mouse one. I saw people when I was in Punta Cana with those hard side Brio ones, you know, that really brightly mm-hmm. colored artist. I saw two different people, not even with each other, with those same bags. I was like, oh, yeah. I would have thought that was totally unique.
No, those are real popular. Yeah, I have an eBags bag that's like a light purple. That one works well, but that's actually technically my carry-on. I only check it when I absolutely have to. And then my super expensive stuff we call Iron Man because it's like this metallic red of mm-hmm. his costumes. So we have Iron Man and Iron Man Jr., two different sizes. And,
I think this is a good time to mention from a few podcasts back that our fellow was talking about safety. You know, it's you can tuck your luggage tag inside, mm-hmm. you know, which would be one more kind of identifier for, you know, if you're trying to describe it, it's like, I've got a luggage tag and I tucked it inside. You know, so if you open it, that's where it's going to be.
Yeah. And I never use luggage tags that don't have a cover on them. So that, and that helps me too, because I get nice, I actually get nice luggage tags, which is probably a bit of a waste of money, but it makes me happy. And, because they do get damaged sometimes, but also people don't have them. You know, I don't just use any old luggage tags. So.
Doing something to identify your bag. The first time I flew with my black and gray bag, because I was like, oh, I'm going backwards. I'm going to this plain bag that everybody else is going to have. I'll buy one of these $20-some, you know, those bag bands, the belt bands for your bags that you can cinch down. And I got it in this neon yellow. And I swear, that first flight, it went missing.
I always wondered about that. I was like, don't those pop off?
I wouldn't say something about this, but I still have the receipt in my pocket because I bought it like 3 hours ago.
Oh, God.
they ended up giving me a credit for the band, but yeah. I don't even know how it came off. I attached it right, put it through the handles, but all I can think is when TSA checked it, they just forgot to snap it back on.
One of the things that I tell people, my clients who are traveling together, is to take an outfit out of your suitcase and put it in your friend's. So that you each have an outfit of each other's in your suitcases.
Well, yeah, because what happened was, is when we were going on our cruise, I had all the formal wear in one bag, and then I had all of our casual wear in another bag, and the bag that actually showed up 3 days later was the bag with the formal wear for traipsing around Europe.
Yeah.
Helpful.
So you make sure that you kind of split it and don't have like all my husband's stuff in one and all my stuff, kind of split it out and make sure you have equal.
So much thinking.
You know, I will say we super planned when we went to Ireland last year. We super planned. There's four of us traveling. We needed four suitcases for the time that we were there. Mm-hmm. And so what I did was, instead of what we normally would have done, which is everybody gets a bag, instead of doing that, we said, okay, we're staying in four different hotels. So bag one is hotel one, bag two is hotel two. And I had a little list of things that had to move from bag to bag, like flip-flops or whatever, because we never knew if we were going to go swimming, which incidentally we never did. So we moved the damn flip-flops every single time. I never, ever wore them. But, and bathing suits. Yeah. But, So we had this little list, and so whenever we were packing to go to the next town, we just had to move a few things. But then we basically, all the dirty laundry went into the bag that was for that hotel. Oh. And now that I think about it, I thought it was pretty genius anyway, but now that I think about it, it was even smarter, because had we lost one of those bags, we would have had three bags worth of clothing for all of us, and we just would have had to rewear.
That's a good idea. I never do that with my family packing.
Yeah.
Like sometimes the kids will share.
To the fourth hotel, you've been in the buff, right?
Right. Well, and I will say, Marcus, bless his heart, ran out of shorts. And I was like, Marcus, why'd you run out of shorts? He's like, I don't know. I packed the number you told me. I was like, did you wear each pair twice? Well, no. So we had to go digging through dirty laundry to find shorts, which now are really dirty because they've been in with everybody's dirty laundry.
That's not good.
He was not happy. He does not like rewearing his clothes at all. Oh. And so, yeah, he was not happy with me at all. But I was like, well, dude, it's either that or you wear this pair of shorts for the next 5 days.
Which one?
So, yeah. But that is actually a great suggestion, because if you're traveling with a friend, split your stuff up. Packing in each other's suitcases, and then as long as you know that person, and
this is all stuff that sounds great, and then I forget to do it when the time comes. Like the, you know, don't put, like, make sure you have stuff in your carry-on. I never put like a change of clothes in my carry-on.
But you've never had your luggage lost.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, first time it happens, you'll remember it every time.
You're sitting there washing your underwear in the sink because you've got only two pairs, so one's wet, and then you've got the other one that, you know, you're wearing.
And if I'm going anywhere that involves swimming, my bathing suit is in my carry-on, because that is one thing I do not want to have to buy at a resort somewhere. Yeah. Even if I find one that fits me, it'll be $5 million.
Yeah, that's a great, I was just going to say, like, my swimsuit is in my carry-on. That was just going to Mexico. I was, what would I just lose my mind if I didn't have swimsuit? But then I can build my swimsuit into an outfit, because the bra, you know, the top is kind of like a bra, put a sundress over it and a cover, and it's a dress with a cover, you know, so then mm-hmm. you put, you know, so I packed one tiny little cute bag. I was able to put my swimsuit and then three covers or three dresses. So I would have had, you know, three outfits at least with a swimsuit.
Yep.
You know.
Priorities. Just, yeah.
And this doesn't help with losing your luggage, but I've started taking a picture of everything that's in my luggage before I go.
Yeah.
So you can remember it when it's...
when it's gone, yeah.
Yeah, if you do wind up it never coming back to you, it sure helps to recall your memory with filling out claim forms.
Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, despite the fact that they didn't believe me, American Airlines said that I had to identify five pieces in the bag. Like, I had to be able to tell them off the top of my head five pieces. And I had to describe it in a way that I, you know, whether size or color, yeah. Right, you know, size or color or brand or whatever, you had to make a really distinct claim as to what it was. And it's actually kind of tough. If you think about the last trip you went on, can you think of five exact things for sure? Especially if you're upset because your luggage didn't show up. It's kind of hard to do. So that's not a bad idea.
Things, but I probably get all the sizes wrong.
Yeah. It took me a while to come up with them all. But if you might know some of your brands too. And they say, you know, color, pattern, that sort of thing will work as well. So I was able to do it, but it took me a little bit of thinking, you know, and part of the reason I was able to do it is because I was going to a conference. So I really mapped out what I was going to wear. Mm-hmm. If I had just been going, you know, to the beach,
I don't know, man.
I'm shorts.
When I do my work trips, I wear the same outfits, you know, like, so I think I could probably.
Yeah, I've noticed this about you.
God, y'all aren't supposed to actually say it.
Pictures for like the last.
Yeah. No, Sandy's wearing that sport again.
Sandy's been on the same trip for years.
Well, you know what I did? I do. I wear this like running skirt all the time, and I bought another one, and then I bought like three more in different patterns. So yeah, I do that.
Yeah.
But that's like my go-to. I mean, it's so comfortable. Yeah.
So Donna, when push came to shove, and you had to shop for stuff. What did you do? Did you just go shopping or did you shop with purpose? What did you do?
Two different trips. Well, one of them, I was 3 months pregnant, which trying to find a maternity store in Europe is impossible. Hmm. But I found one and I bought it. Don't get pregnant now. Because I was like, oh, well, you know, my luggage is going to show up tomorrow. No biggie. You know, it didn't show up for 6 days. So, you know, I had to go shopping in the men's department because I couldn't fit anything. I was where my husband's bag showed up. And so I borrowed his shorts, which he's a lot bigger than I am. But he had a belt and I just cinched it up a lot. And
what did he wear?
he had another pair of shorts. We were on a cruise ship and they let us do laundry for free because our luggage didn't show up. They let us do formal wear. We could rent formal wear, like tuxes and things like that, for the night. And it was on the ship because our luggage didn't show up. So there are some contingencies when you're on a cruise ship. Now, my ski trip, I had to buy all new ski gear. And so when I was looking at the resort, like you said, Elizabeth, the prices are just outrageous. I would have spent $10,000 buying new ski gear if I'd bought it on the resort. I'm like, my husband would kill me if I spent 10 grand.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I went to the village to go shopping, and I spent about $400.
Yeah.
Still a big chunk.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, different. Were you able to claim that on insurance?
I claimed it on insurance, but it was also claimable through the airlines because the airlines are the ones that basically were ultimately responsible. Why it didn't show up for 6 days.
Hmm.
And I also then I had the resort had insurance as well. So between the three of them, I got all of my expenses paid for.
That's good.
That's good.
Now, why is the resort responsible?
They aren't, but they just have a baggage policy. So I claimed it. And it was only $100, but hey, it's $100.
Mm-hmm. And the baggage policy is your luggage doesn't make it with you?
It doesn't make it within 24 hours, yes.
Huh.
And for the airlines, it's yes, within 24 hours. Anything you spend, you just have to save your receipts. Well, mine didn't show up for 6 days, so I spent $1,300 in expenses. buying new gear, buying shirts, buying fleece, because I was up in the mountains, so you needed warm stuff.
You were in the mountains, you were in the Alps.
It came up $1,500, and it was all reimbursable.
Wow.
I would never think about the resort. I mean, that's like almost a courtesy. It's like, it's not their fault that all you didn't get there.
No, it's not. But like I said, it was only $100. So it's not like they're, you know, it's insurance. So it comes out of their insurance policy.
And where did you find that policy? Like, how did you even know about that?
When I made the reservations, they actually sent it as a rider saying that this is our insurance policy. So, because it was an all-inclusive resort. So when you book an all-inclusive resort, some resorts have insurance that covers expenses, if you have travel delays and things like that.
Wow.
And knowing her history with luggage,
she highlighted.
I do not travel out of the country without travel insurance.
Oh, definitely.
Period.
I have a question that I didn't realize. I've seen on cruise ships that men could rent tuxedos, but I didn't realize women could rent formal wear too.
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, they have gowns and things that you can wear.
I don't think that's true on all cruise lines. And that may actually be also, that may not be a public thing. Like, you can't rent it unless you've lost your luggage. They may have a little stash. Mm-hmm. Because I've cruised many times and I've never seen formal gown rental.
Yeah. This is one of those where they had a formal night and you were in the dining room and you had to dress up. Most cruise lines have backed away from that now, so they don't have to offer that. But this one, it was Royal Caribbean several years ago.
Yeah, they
are being all fancy.
Yeah, I know, it's really nice. But I was getting on that.
Get shoes. They get shoes.
When I was getting on that cruise ship, that was the first thing we said, is we were like, well, Americans said that they would send it to our next destination. And of course, I wasn't super familiar with where I was going. Again, I was only 22 and I knew we were doing this great cruise and I knew we were going to this little island. Well, the island is just a monastery. They're like, they can't get your luggage there. It's like by helicopter only. There's no way. And we're only there for like 4 hours. I said, so when would be the next time that my luggage could get to me? And it was like 3 days.
Oh, God.
So that's why they got on the phone they probably would have waited a little while to make sure that it got there. I mean, we got there so that we weren't delayed, but they were actually talking about holding up the ship and stuff. So it was back in the day. It was a small ship. It actually was retired to be a private yacht. So it was only like 750 passengers or something. So, you know, it was a long, long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
The one of the problems with our cruise ship is that after we got one bag, they closed our account and they said, oh, we delivered all your luggage. And the next day I'm like, what about the other bag? And they're like, we only had one bag listed that you're missing. I'm like, no, I'm missing two bags. So make sure that when your bags do show up, make sure you get them all, and if you don't, you need to tell the cruise line that, hey, you know, I'm still missing one.
So, I need to clarify this, Donna, because I don't think we realize that. Your bags were not lost by the airline, your bags were lost by the cruise ship.
No, they were actually, no, it was the airline, because they were sitting in baggage claim in Barcelona when we got off the ship.
So I lost my bags for a couple days, but it was the cruise line.
Yeah, I've heard of that happening, which I don't understand.
It was Princess. I don't know what happened, where they went, but they gave me, I don't know how much it was, but they gave me money to, and thank God broomstick skirts were in. It was a Mediterranean cruise, so I was able to get, it was the only thing in the gift shop that fit me, were like those one size broomstick skirts and pair of.
So you brought your luggage to the cruise ship, handed it to the porters, and it never showed up at your room.
Yep. I think it was, I'd have to ask Josh, it was like 2 or 3 days. It took them a while to find it. I don't know what happened to it or why. I just remember them giving us a credit and Josh being like, oh yeah, this is just an excuse for you to buy more.
And you're like, yep.
Well, it's a pretty good excuse.
On my last cruise, I'd never seen lost baggage on a cruise ship, but on my last cruise, they sent a flyer to every stateroom that was like, there are two bags that look like this. And, you know, one was like a large duffel and one was a hanger suit bag. If this showed up in your room, and it made me wonder, I'm like, did they pull those off the internet or did the person who lost their bags actually take a picture of their bags, because that might be a good idea too, if you take a picture of your suitcase, because they did, they circulated it to every room just in case they had delivered it to the wrong room.
That's like that tip to take a picture of your kid in case they get lost.
Yes, kind of.
Put it in the same folder.
This is what they're wearing.
So I had going back to what you said about putting, if I would have been fine if I had just put some of my clothing in the suitcase that I used to pack Josh's clothing, because he had his suitcase and we had our carry-on. It was just my suitcase that had been delayed. So had I been smart, I would have put, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It doesn't help you when you're traveling by yourself, but yeah, if you're traveling with someone else, that's really good idea.
Do not put your clothes in somebody else's suitcase that in the airport line.
Yes.
Your travel agent speaking.
It's a good way to get yourself arrested, actually.
It's so nice. She's like, she's like my puppy.
Yeah, she offered to watch my dog.
Well, on that note, that's our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode, or any episode, really. To leave comments, visit us at OutlanderTravel.com, then click podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on. Or like us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/OutlanderPodcast. Or just search for Fly Away. And please be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. On behalf of Elizabeth, Lindsay, Donna, Sandy, and myself, Laura, thank you for joining us here on Outlander Travel. Gotta fly!